Today is January 27th, and of course, you guys know we're reading from Faith Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. The scripture reference today is Psalm 119, verse 160. The word is true from the beginning. The scripture excerpt from Psalm 119, 160. The word is true from the beginning. People often make a substitution for faith. They substitute mental dissent or mental agreement. They mentally agree that God's word is true, and they call that faith. But mentally agreeing with the word isn't faith. You can mentally agree with the Bible that it's true, but it won't become real to you until you act on what it says. It's when you act on God's word that it becomes a reality. For example, you can believe in the truth of the resurrection as a great doctrine. And in some circles, that's all it is, a doctrine. But it won't mean a thing in the world to you until you say, Jesus died for me. Jesus arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and he did that for me. Jesus arose victorious over Satan. Jesus conquered Satan for me. Therefore, Satan has no dominion over me. I'm free. The resurrection won't mean anything in your life until you can say these very words. Make it personal. Then the resurrection and truth in the Word of God will become something more than just a doctrine, a dogma, or a creed, or a theory. It will become a reality. Confession. I am a doer of the word.
I am a doer of the word.
I act on what the word says is mine.
I act on what the word says is mine.
The word is true.
The word is true.
I know it's true.
I know it's true.
So I act like it's true.
So I act like it's true.
And the word becomes a reality in my life.
And the word becomes a reality in my life. Amen.
Amen.